Alaskans want to get outside in the summer, but this year they've had to ask whether that's wise in all this wildfire smoke. Most of the Kenai Peninsula and Anchorage has been covered in a smoky haze for the last 4 weeks from the Swan Lake fire near Sterling. As of Tuesday morning, the fire was just shy of 99,000 acres, with 406 personnel actively working to contain it. The fire is emitting a wide cloud of smoke. Northeastern winds have brought the wildfire smoke to the Homer area. The Department of Environmental Conservation in Alaska has issued an air quality advisory for the whole Kenai Peninsula through Wednesday this week, with the severity depending upon wind. Dr. Carrie Geer, the medical director at SVT Health and Wellness in Homer, says that wildfire smoke contains particles of ash, but not the carbon monoxide associated with smog or sulfur dioxide found in volcanic ash.
It's primarily going to affect the very young and the very old, and people that have chronic lung disease, emphysema, heart disease, and smokers, and then also people that have seasonal allergies. It's going to irritate membranes and make that worse.
Dr. Geer says the health effects from the smoke are likely to be limited, as Homer residents don't live in the smoke year-round. He says a good way to tell whether it's a good idea to go outside is to look across Kachemak Bay.
If you're in town in Homer on the main drag, and you can see all the way across the bay, they don't have to be clear, but if you can see the mountains, then there's at least 14-kilometer disability. And if you're healthy, get out, enjoy your day, do your activities, no problems. It's when it gets down to about 8 kilometers or less that it's a problem. If you're in the main drag and you can't see the end of the spit, they would recommend just reducing or rescheduling your activities.
But what if you have to be outside for work or just can't afford to stay home? Joe McLaughlin, the state epidemiologist with the Alaska Division of Public Health, said that those who have to be outside could wear a mask like an N95 industrial mask if the advisory becomes serious enough. Men with beards may have a hard time getting a good seal against smoke. Children are also likely to be more sensitive and generally spend more time playing outside. So he recommends parents have their children play inside on particularly smoky days. Generally, if the advisory isn't severe, he says it's still safe for healthy people to go out and enjoy the short Alaska summer. Thanks to Elizabeth Earle in Juneau for reporting this story.